This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I saw this yesterday on TikTok. I saw it yesterday on X. Saw it everywhere. A lot of people are saying that Rescue in Space was fake.
Yeah, I tried to tell you that yesterday a little bit. Well, not only the fake part, but that they didn't even need rescued. So there's two different theories out there right now.
You did, and I poo-pooed it, didn't I? I kind of just let it go over my head thinking, what the hell is Jamie reading? You know, then I go home yesterday, and you wouldn't believe all the feeds that are out there saying this thing was completely, completely fake.
Yeah, I know.
And they've got me convinced. That's what pisses me off about it. I'm also getting on board with it being fake.
Right?
Because you look at some of this video and it looks AI generated.
Well, okay, I will tell you, when the parachutes and the capsule was coming down and they did like a fly over the ocean, it was like a drone shot, right? It was a fly over the ocean and then the capsule's coming down with the parachutes. I was like, this is enhanced. This is really, because it was beautiful, but it wasn't like a real drone shot.
No.
It looked fake to me, I'm going to be honest.
I'm guessing myself now.
I mean, that picture seemed a little fake, but I do believe that they were really rescued.
And those dolphins with the SpaceX logo on them? That's not real. Are you kidding me? Check this. I can grab this. Spadil, you got this from TikTok. I never saw it on TikTok because I don't go to TikTok.
Right.
Yeah. I saw it on X, but you grabbed this from TikTok. Does this say that?
He thinks that it's all AI generated.
Okay.
Why did the landing from the astronauts who were stuck in space look AI? Now, we all know the astronauts who were stranded in space came home the other day. And I was watching the NASA live, and to me, the looked like a video game, y'all. Am I the only one? I swear, to me, it looked like I was watching the new GTA trailer. Tell me if I'm tripping. I'm gonna show y'all the video. Just look at everything. Look at the water, everything. Then if you was watching the live, she said after splashdown, they were gonna pull up on boats like it was gonna take them 30 minutes. It legit took them like 2 to 3 minutes. So I was confused, like, you just said 30 minutes? Anyway, to me, it looked like a video game, y'all.
In space, she, Suni, or whatever her name, Jasmine, whatever her name is, she had gray hair. She got back on Earth, she's got dark hair. I don't know.
Well, I know what he's talking about. All right, so the splashdown part did look like they enhanced it. I'm not going to lie. He's right. It did. It was like, I was like, this is too good. And then B, she did call out numbers, and it was way faster than it was. The only thing that I would say that was so real was that they couldn't get it in the nest. They couldn't get the spaceship in the nest on the boat. And that poor crane operator was trying a million times. I think they would have cut that out. Because you have you have four bodies and they're being lifted up, hit back down, lifted up, and I'm sure they were in there going, come on,
that's a bad luck.
Land the sucker.
And then the concept of they've been up there stranded for 9 months. They're not that far out there, actually. When you look at the video, I mean, Earth is right there. It's not that far. And we went to the moon in 1968 or something like that. We couldn't go get them for 9 months. None of it adds up. They've got me convinced.
Well, I mean, I guess supposedly that they had leaks, right? Hydrogen leaks. So they scrapped the comeback thing. And then SpaceX had had to modify the suits because the plugins for theirs were, you know how when you try to plug in your phone and you have the wrong charger?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So they had to modify their okay. their rocket for their suits, supposedly.
It really did happen, didn't it? I want to believe it did.
Well, I mean, I don't think they'd fake her pregnancy. I mean, if she wasn't pregnant, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, we're dealing with a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't lie about babies.
Exactly.
Right?
So, I mean, the fact she came down here with Butch's kid.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Butch and Sunshine got it on. We knew it happened.
It was, it was only a matter of time.
I mean, come on. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody knows that.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.